Hey everyone, welcome to Dose of the Dead podcast. Today's date is April 25th, 2018, and this is episode 25 of the podcast. Also, part two of my coverage of the Europe 72 Spring Tour. So, last episode we went through the first seven shows of the Europe 72 tour. That was 4-7, 4-8, 4-11, 4-14, 4-16, 4-17, and 4-21. So if you missed out on the first seven shows of the tour, make sure to tune into episode 24 where we covered that. Those shows, I'll just tell you what we played. So, I mean, if you're interested, you could see what songs we played. 4-7 was Greatest Story Ever Told. 4-8 was Dark Star. 4-11 was Truckin'. 4-14 was Looks Like Rain. 4-16 was Mr. Charlie. 4-17 was Jack Straw. And 4-21 was Bertha. So like I said in that episode, I'm not going to be repeating any of the songs throughout the three parts of this coverage. So if you would like to hear those songs, I would suggest to go back to listen to those on episode 24, because I'm not going to repeat any of the songs, because the set lists were very similar, so I want to pick different songs so it doesn't get stale, and even if you think some versions are better than the other, I want to kind of get a full perspective of the tour, covering just about probably like 80% of the songs that they played. So let's get into episode 25, part 2. It's April 24th, 26th, 29th, May 3rd, 4th, 7th, and 10th. So that's the... sorry for my voice and the coughing. It's allergies, and I really have no voice. But those are the second seven shows of the tour. So after this, we'll have covered 14 of the 22 shows. And then part three will be the final eight shows, like I said. So April 24th through the 29th, those three shows were in Germany. And I'm not even going to probably try to attempt to say like some of the cities they were in, because it's just going to be butchered. And I don't really want to sound too unintelligent. So April 24th, which was yesterday, this episode meant to come out yesterday, but things with work and stuff, I couldn't today. It's raining, so I had off. I figured it was perfect day to get the episode down and get it out to you guys. So April 24th is Dusseldorf, Germany. I'm gonna go with that one. The song I picked from this show was Good Lovin'. I said I wanted to get Pigpen a little more involved in this episode. Last episode, I think it was only Mr. Charlie that he was lead vocals on. So this, if you're a Pigpen fan, this is definitely jam-packed with Pigpen songs. I don't think I know anyone who doesn't like Pigpen, so I figure I couldn't go wrong. So the set list for this show was Truckin', Tennessee Jed, Chinatown Shuffle, Black Throated Wind, China Cat Sunflower, I Know You Rider, Mr. Charlie, Beat It On Down the Line, Loser, Playing in the Band, Next Time You See Me, Me and Bobby McGee, Good Lovin', Casey Jones, Second Set, He's Gone, Hurts Me Too, El Paso, Dark Star, Me and My Uncle, Wharf Rat, Sugar Magnolia, Not Fade Away, Going Down the Road, Feeling Bad, Not Fade Away, and the encore was One More Saturday Night. So you'll see, like I said last episode, as I read these set lists off, they're very repetitive. Even to the two nights in May, the 3rd and 4th at the Olympia Theater in Paris, they played almost identical set lists. They played different tempos, so it didn't sound exactly the same, but it's something you would never hear the Dead do a couple years down the road. So... like I said, Good Lovin' is a song I picked, but also Black Throated Wind, Keith's piano really complements Bobby's vocals. Just a great standalone version of Good Lovin'. Band played tight and inspired, feeling out the improvisational space. So I think this version's like 18 minutes long, so it's really a nice jam at the end of the first set that brings us right into Casey Jones. That's what ends the set. Also, the other picks... Sorry again. The other picks from this show I would consider listening to is China Cat Sunflower into I Know You Rider, and Me and My Uncle. This was a toss up. Me and My Uncle and Good Lovin', but I just overall like the version of Good Lovin' better. But I would definitely suggest listening to Me and My Uncle. It's not just the regular country twang tune that they how they usually play it. It's more of a psychedelic country. And I think you'd really enjoy that. So from April 24th in Dusseldorf, Germany, here is Good Lovin'.
Lautsprecher hinweg, sofort, vielleicht ins Balkon oder sowas. Es ist gefährlich. Da ihr, you people that are standing over there by the PA system, move your butts upstairs, please.
All I need is love. dream. And that's all I need. I just a little bit of love. A little bit of love. Down the hole. Up again the wall. Down a hole up again the wall. Down a hole up again the wall. That's all I need now. Morning. I feel pretty good in the afternoon. I feel pretty good in the evening too. You need the shining moon. I need your love. You know I do, baby. Raise on up your right hand. Turn on over. Come down your face. I just a little bit slow. I walk slow. You got to start out walking. I walk a little slow. My, that's all I need. He's on up, just a little bit higher. He's on up, shift your gear. My, now you're just a coasting there. You just coasting. You just coasting, child. You just coasting, you just coasting, child. Shift on up for just a little bit. Shift on up. Reload on now, baby. Turn around. I ain't never riding. Baby, I wanna ride in the town. Yes, I do. I wanna be a chauffeur and a ride your limousine. Be a chauffeur. Ride your limousine. Let me jump in the seat. Get behind your steering wheel. Let me jump up in your seat. And get behind your steering wheel. I just wanna see now, baby. I wanna show you how I drive a feel. I wanna show you how I drive a feel. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. No, no, no. Yes, I do. I wanna tell all you boys some old things about them chicks and my women. Yeah. You can be out all night before they creep. Come home in the evening, wanna get your sleep. They come in the room, they say me to call your name. Nothing else you could do. Call it so sweet and plain, yes you do. You call it so sweet and plain. Call it so sweet and plain. Call it sweet and plain. I said, baby, why don't you just raise on up a little bit? Dip your left shoulder. Dip your left shoulder and turn over, cause it made me feel so nice. And let me jump up on. Let me jump up on your silent ride. That's all I need. That's all I need. All I need, that's all I need. Sometimes you call me early in the morning. I can hear a voice way down the hall. She called me, Daddy, come over this way now. You know she got a leg up against the wall. 'cause they come on home. There ain't nothing else I can do. Just say, come on home now, Daddy. I'm fit to satisfy you. Begin to get good. I can feel like a good man should. What make you think? What make you think that a rabbit pulled down? My. Oh, right. Call me.
But when things begin to get good,
I can hear my baby calling me the way she should. I can hear her all the way up and down the hall. Come here, daddy. She got a leg up against the wall. Got a leg up against the wall. A leg up against the wall. Got a leg up against the wall. And that's the kind of stuff that makes me feel just like a natural born man. Kind of make me feel, and I hope that the women will understand. A man need a little bit of love, got to get down on sometime. They need a little food to keep on going, keep from crying.
From April 24th, 1972. The next show they played was April 26th in Frankfurt, Germany. The set list for that show read off as... One second. Bertha, Me and My Uncle, Mr. Charlie, He's Gone, Black Throated Wind, Next Time You See Me, China Calf, Sunflower, I Know You Rider, Jack Straw, Big Railroad Blues, Playing the Band, Chinatown Shuffle, Loser, Beat It On Down the Line, You Win Again, Good Lovin', Dire Wolf. Second set, Truckin', Drums, The Other One, Comes a Time, Sugar Magnolia, El Paso, Tennessee Jed, Greatest Story Ever Told, Two Souls in Communion, Casey Jones, Turn Your Love Light On, Going Down the Road, Feeling Bad, and One More Saturday Night. So I was reading something on that, like I mentioned on episode 24, that Blogspot, I think Bolo, Bozos and Bolos. It's really, I'll post the link. I'll try to on Instagram or maybe Twitter. really breaks down every show of the Europe 72 tour, and I think this guy did a really good job breaking the whole tour down. It taught me a lot about the tour before I started to do this episode. So for this venue, I thought it was cool, funny. Bob Weir stated the venue looked like a regular concert hall made out of wooden velvet, but it looked like it was made, it actually was made out of, entirely out of plastic. The show started off really strong with Bertha, me and my uncle, Mr. Charlie. It started to fade off mid-second set with the other songs in the middle of the first set, and then started to pick up towards the end of the first and really kicked into gear the whole second set. Other picks I would listen for was Casey Jones and Loser, but the song that I decided to choose was The Stranger, Two Souls in Communion, a rare Pigpen ballad, first time performed on this tour. So I'm not really familiar with this song. This is one of my first introductions to this song, and it's a really nice slow ballad from Pigpen. So like I said, we already got two Pigpen songs off to start the show. So from 426 in Frankfurt, Germany, here is The Stranger, Two Souls in Communion.
Oh, conceived of Great Spirit, not for beggars but kings. You have found it. Please help me along.
Okay, now on to April 29th, 1972 in Hamburg, Germany. Set list for that show was Playing the Band, Sugary, Mr. Charlie, Black Throated Wind, China Cat, Sunflower, I Know You Rider, Big Boss Man, Jack Straw, Loser, Chinatown Shuffle, Me and My Uncle, Big Railroad Blues, Good Lovin', Casey Jones. Second set, Greatest Story Ever Told, He's Gone, Next Time You See Me, Dark Star, Sugar Magnolia, Caution, Who Do You Love, One More Saturday Night, and Uncle John's Band was the encore. So, I know, like I said, it's really repetitive, these set lists, but it's really up to you to listen to the show and pick what your favorite really is. This is just my opinion, but everyone has, you know, different stuff, so it's really because not each concert was exactly the same, so there's a little bit of tweak here and there with the tempos or how they're played. Like in He's Gone, from the start of the tour to the end, it almost made it like a total transformation. So every show is really different, and you really have to listen to the whole show to really pick that apart. But this show in particular, two sets were played very tight from start to finish. So like I said, last show, it tapered off in the middle of the first set. This show, they really stuck together the whole time. Next Time You See Me seems to be played in slow motion, like a real slow tempo, like Dead & Company plays faster tempo. So that would be a cool version to check out if you're into that. Like I said before, He's Gone is coming around close to the arrangement we're used to hearing. It's still not there. A couple more shows and it will be there. Crisp Loser. Other picks, Chinatown Shuffle. So the song I decided to pick from this show was Loser, just because the overall tightness and everything. And I think this is a good mid show pick Europe 72. And like I said, I wanted to cover almost all of the songs. I know I'm not going to be able to cover all of them because the set lists were pretty long. But from April 29th, 1972, here's Loser.
This time I've got no
Everybody's drinking and drinking that wine. I can tell the queen of diamonds by the way she shines.
There was Loser from 429, and that's it for April. So now we go into May 3rd, 1972, and that is in France at the Olympia Theater in Paris, France. This is a historic theater in the sense that Beatles have played there, James Brown, Bob Dylan played there at the height of the Vietnam War with the American flag draped over the back, so that was pretty cool to hear that. And the Dead played two nights here, the third and the fourth. This is the show that I said they almost, that the set list you'll see are very similar, but the tempos are different. So they don't really sound like the same songs, and the set list is very long. very tight Bertha and Sugary to open up the set. He's Gone is now performing in exceptional form, playing in the arrangement we're used to. So just in a matter of 3 or 4 days, they came up with something else. Sugar Magnolia feels like the end of the show, but then they rip into Not Fade Away, Going Down the Road, Feeling Bad, and back out into One More Saturday Night as the encore. The original song that I wanted to pick for this is He's Gone, but I had trouble getting it for the episode, so I decided to pick Sugary. Just, it's not the Sugary maybe most of you are used to. It's more of a simplified, short, and sweet Sugary where everything's more compact and tighter. So that was my second choice, but that's what I'm going to be playing due to not be able to get He's Gone. So maybe we'll have that in the next episode. But the set list for 5372 was Bertha, Me and My Uncle, Mr. Charlie, Sugary, Black Throated Wind, Chinatown Shuffle, China Cat Sunflower, I Know You Rider, Beat It On Down the Line, He's Gone, Next Time You See Me, Playing the Band, Good Lovin', Sing Me Back Home, which was a rarity on this tour up until now. Casey Jones, staple, first set closer. Second set was Greatest Story Ever Told, Ramble on Rose, Hurts Me Too, Truckin', the other one, Drums, the other one, Me and Bobby McGee, the other one, Wharf Rat, Jack Straw, Sugar Magnolia, Not Fade Away, Going Down the Road, Feeling Bad, Not Fade Away, and One More Saturday Night. So from 5-3 Olympia Theater in Paris, France, here is Sugary.
never could do no wrong. You had everything so uptight. How come you lay awake all night long? Just one thing I ask of you.
Was 5372 and the next night was 5472. I'll read you the set list for that. Act. It was Greatest Story Ever Told. So that was the second set opener. This now the first set opener. Deal, Mr. Charlie, Beat It On Down the Line, Brown Eyed Woman, Chinatown Shuffle. Playing in the band, You Win Again, Hurts Me Too, He's Gone, El Paso, Big Railroad Blues, Two Souls in Communion, Casey Jones, Good Lovin', Next Time You See Me, Ramble on Rose, Jack Straw, Dark Star, Drums, Dark Star, Sugar Magnolia, Sing Me Back Home, Mexicali Blues, Big Boss Man, Uncle John's Band, Not Fade Away, Going on the Road Feeling Bad, Not Fade Away, and again, once again, the encore was One More Saturday Night. So this show, like I said, was played at a much slower pace than the night before. So the songs that were repeated do not sound as similar, or you could even tell maybe, you know, that they were the same songs unless you were at both shows and were coherent enough to remember the set list. But I thought that would be cool. I know, I'm just thinking now if like Dead and Company or like Phil and Friends played like a show back to back at like I don't know, just say this summer at Citi Field or Boulder, if they played the two nights like a Friday and Saturday and repeated about six or seven songs, maybe even eight songs of the night before, especially with the last four songs all being the same, how people would react. I feel like now it would be an outrage, but 72 was a little more common. Big Boss Man played in the second set, kind of a rarity for that to be played in the second set. Jerry's solo on that is outstanding, and that's why I decided to pick Big Boss Man. So there's your third pig song for this show. Other picks I would definitely suggest is Sing Me Back Home and Ramble on Rose. So let's get to it from 5472 in Olympia Theater, Paris. Here is Big Boss Man.
Just talk.
So now we go from Paris, France into 5/7/72, the Brishaw Festival in England. So this was a lot of people's first time seeing the Dead in England, in Europe, because it was more of a festival kind of like atmosphere. Well, it was a festival, so it was a bigger crowd. It wasn't like the intimate shows in the shows pass on this tour. So it was a lot of people's first experience seeing the Dead firsthand, those who didn't get to see them in 70, their first trip to Europe. So it was a lot of them hearing the record of the records in the past before they came out, and then now seeing them firsthand and putting the two and two together. So it was a different atmosphere, really, for this show. Also, festivals, Grateful Dead aren't known to be playing their best content there, and it was also a rain-soaked and muddy weekend in England, so maybe you have Woodstock flashbacks, but that wasn't the case for this show. They played a solid show through and through, and it was a happy 26th birthday to Bill Kreutzmann, the drummer. So the set list for this show, it's going to be Truckin', Sugary, Mr. Charlie Deal, Beat It On Down the Line, He's Gone, Chinatown Shuffle, China Cat Sunflower, I Know Your Rider, Black Throated Wind, Next Time You See Me, Playing in the Band, Tennessee Jed, Good Lovin', Casey Jones, Second Set, Greatest Story Ever Told, Big Boss Man, again in the second set, Ramble On Rose, Jack Straw, Dark Star, Drums, The Other One, Sing Me Back Home, Sugar Magnolia, Turn On Your Love Light, Going Down the Road, Feeling Bad, Not Fade Away, and One More Saturday Night. So the song I decided to pick for this is a staple on this tour, and it's been played well throughout. So this isn't necessarily the best version of this song, these songs, that gives it away, on this tour. But I decided to do China Cat Sunflower and I Know Your Rider. This tour, for me, it's just about really sounding tight and crisp and the energy. So from 5/7 at the Brickshaw Festival in England, here is China Cat Sunflower into I Know You Rider.
Thank you.
wish I was in England on a northbound train. I wish I was a headline.
So it seems we're already at the last show of this episode, which is the 14th show of the tour, and it is in Amsterdam on May 10th, 1972, in Netherlands. So the set list for this show is Bertha, Me and My Uncle, Mr. Charlie, China Cat Sunflower, I Know Your Rider, Black Throat to Win, Next Time You See Me, Loser, Jack Straw, He's Gone, Chinatown Shuffle, Playing in the Band, Big Railroad Blues, Big Boss Man, Greatest Story Ever Told, Casey Jones, Truckin', Drums, The Other One, Bobby McGee, The Other One, Wharf Rat, Beat It On Down the Lines, Two Souls in Communion, Ramble on Rose, Sing Me Back Home, Sugar Magnolia, Not Fade Away, Going Down the Road, Feeling Bad, and Not Fade Away. So I'm going to do a little bit different backstory with this show. I'm not really going to go into any of the details of the actual show. I'm going to pick Casey Jones, which is a staple of the set one closer in this tour. It's repeatedly played. But I'm going to kind of give you guys the backstory of who, you know, doesn't really know the backstory of Casey Jones. So this is obviously, like I said, the last show of this episode. And then the next part three, episode 26, will be the final eight shows of Europe 72. So, like I said, I hope you guys are enjoying this, the three parts, and then as soon as the part three's done, it should be right in sync of when Dead & Company's summer tour starts, so that should be exciting. I think May 30th is their first show. Also, we got some new stickers coming in, so I'll post them on my Instagram once they come in. If you guys are interested, let me know. They'll be available after the episode 26. So maybe I'll send some out. I kind of just messed around, free drawing and throwing some Microsoft Paint on there. Thought it was more of like a 90s, like AOL, Windows 95 kind of design. So, don't criticize me too much. I was just messing around. Thought they were cool just to have for the summer, since the last stickers I made were kind of geared towards the fall of 2017. These are summer 2018. So let's close out this episode. Like I said, Casey Jones from 5/10/1972. Casey Jones is one of the better known and least understood songs from the Dead's repertoire. It's frequently referenced to the cocaine in a fan favorite for those seeking lift off themselves, but the actual thrust of the lyric is clearly cautionary. Hunter notes, "I said a bad word, cocaine, and put it in somewhat a romanticized context, and people look at that as being advertisement for cocaine rather than what a close inspection of the word, what the words will tell you." Before we get into that, I need to tell everyone who may not know the story of Casey Jones. From the anecdoted lyrics, we learn that he was born John Luther Jones and got the nickname Casey from a town, Casey, Kentucky, nearby where he was born. He ran the Cannonball Express train from Chicago to New Orleans from the Illinois Central Railroad, which was a distinctive method of blowing the engine steam whistle, earned him the name Casey, or KC letters, KC Moan. But that's another song entirely. On April 30th, 1900, Casey Jones drove his freighter into another train. His friend, a fellow railroader, Wallace Saunders, wrote the first song that memorialized his death, which became popular in the Valverde circuit. The song was picked up by traveling folk singers as well by the 1920s. The story of Casey Jones' fate was a classic meme in American folklore. I cannot allow this discussion without passing another version of the story of Casey Jones, written by the legendary songwriter Joe Hill in 1911. In this version, Casey Jones grabbed on his railroad brothers on the South Pacific line, determined to run his load no matter what. After a bit of sabotage, Casey ended up in the front of an elated St. Peter's at the pearly gates. "You're just the man," said Peter. "Our musicians went on strike. You can get a job a scrapping anytime you like." As this happens, however, Angels Union number 23 finally caught up with him, cast him to hell, where the devil greeted Casey Jones to get busy shoveling sulfur. That is, get you scrabbling on the SP line when properly delivered, partially in the song and partially in the verse. This construction of Casey Jones' story is sure to bring a crowd to cheers and laughs. In this context, the Hunter lyric is another pay to the folk theme of Casey Jones. While there is no historical indication that Casey Jones was inebriated, nor that he scrabbed for his brothers, at least in my knowledge, the song plays off cautionary lesson of all the Casey Jones tales in the Time Warner, warning the listener of the dangers of cocaine. Driving that train high on cocaine, Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind, and you know that notion just crossed my mind. When the chorus here, as opposed to hearing screamed by 10,000 fans, the message is clear that Casey Jones, flying high on cocaine at the levers of a locomotive, needs to check himself. The music, as basic as it comes for a classic rock tune, in fact, that Garcia once told in an interview that the way the song grates you on you is by design. It's got a little split-second delay, which sounds very mechanical, like a typewriter almost on the vocal, which is like a little bit jangly, but the whole thing as well. I thought it's a pretty good music picture for what of cocaine is like, a little bit evil, a little bit hard-edged, and also that sing-song thing, because what is a sing-song thing? A melody that gets in your head. The Lady in Red has always been a literary reference of a prostitute to the adulteress, the Scarlet Letter, and it's been said that Anna Sage was wearing a red dress when she dimmed John Dinger and the FBI, Dittinger and the FBI, it was murdered. The mark and the reference, again, intended as warning, as an easy wind as well. But the reference is also a drug term, Lady Cocaine Reds, downers, and altogether an upper. So also other takes from this is that Casey Jones could be Neil Cassidy or close to Neil Cassidy. He was a common user of other amphetamines that eventually led to his death. He is known as the speed limit to the pranksters as he drove the bus, and he commonly used the phase, it just occurred to me, very close to the end of the chorus. So there could be a bunch of different things thrown into the meaning of Casey Jones with Neil Cassidy, the lady in red, the referencing of cocaine, Casey Jones, the locomotive driver in the early 1900s. So it's not just a song about cocaine. I thought it was just a cool backstory to listen to. And since this was a closer of the first set, I'm going to use this as the closer of my show. So from 5:10, here is Casey Jones, and enjoy. Hope you guys like it, and I will see you on episode 26, part 3 of Europe 72. Let me know if you have any other requests for those shows, the last 8 shows of the tour. You can contact me on Instagram, Dose of the Dead Podcast. All the underscores are used as spaces. And that's it. So here's Casey Jones from 5/10/1972.
Cross my mind, driving the train. cream. It's don't it watch your speed.
Intermission, and we're going to come back and play in about 20 minutes.